National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I just think right now, women, especially in business, this is the year of women. I just know that.
Life begins at 150 grand a year. Life gets better at 250, and life gets real good at 500. Nobody can tell me differently on it.
When you start teaching something, I feel like that's when you start to master the actual art of it.
You and I, when we publish a book, we can go toe-to-toe with any of the New York trade publishers, any of the big-time authors. We get to compete in that marketplace and then let the market decide whether our stuff is good.
People forget sometimes as an entrepreneur, the whole damn point of entrepreneurship is to make money.
And now here is The Win with your hostess, serial entrepreneur, marketeer, and chief sexy boss, Heather Havenwood.
Awesome. Hey, everyone. This is Heather Havenwood and Pamela Horton. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Be Live of The Win with Heather Havenwood. So I'm going to be talking to Pamela Horton today. How are you, Pamela? How are you?
I'm excellent. Excellent. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming on. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about who Pamela is. Now, first of all, I've been on her show, Calling the Real You, which is an amazing show, podcast. Go check it out on iTunes. But let me tell you who she is. She's also the CEO of MavensConnections.com, which we're going to actually have an amazing conversation with her today on what exactly that is, MavensConnections.com. But first, Pamela Horton is a, I'm going to ask you to see what this is, BSW and MS, is a Chief Enhancement Officer and Corporate Wellness and Lifestyle Joint Venture Specialist for Mavens Connections, a company she co-founded with her husband, Eric Horton. Pamela and Maven's team customizes and offers enhancement, wellness, and mindset benefit resources for employers and their employees. So I want to ask you first, what is a BSW on the end of your name?
Bachelor's of Social Work.
Okay. I was curious. I, you know, these little words after your name, so I'd like to know. She's also the Access Freedom Method, which quickly helps you identify the root cause of what is holding you back from living to your fullest potential, being fully self-expressed and performing at your peak. So welcome to the program.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Hi, everyone.
Hey, welcome to Facebook Live as well. We're doing this Facebook Live on Facebook.com/Heather Havenwood. You can find me at heatherhavenwood.com. So let's dive in. What is Mavens Connections?
Mavens Connections is a concierge firm or an enhancement benefits firm where we go in and consult with companies and their staff to help them live happier, safer, and more productive workplace environments. We have the distinct honor of working with human resource leaders and CEOs, learning and training development specialists, to learn about what their challenges are. And companies' challenges today really focus around health and well-being, high healthcare costs, as well as low retention and high needs for recruiting good talent. And so we go in and we design wellness and lifestyle programs for them so that they can attract high quality staff and talent and then actually keep them and keep them healthy as well.
That's pretty interesting. So that's kind of that's a very unique and a, I'm going to call it a new age thing. Is that a word nowadays?
Yeah.
I feel like the new word of new age is the millennial thing to do versus the new age. Growing up for me, it was like new age thing to do. Now it's like the millennial age thing to do. So tell me more what that means structurally. Like, what does that look like if you're walking into a company? First of all, what's the ideal kind of client, right? Or revenue. And then also, what does that mean? What do you do for them in this wellness perspective? How do you help them?
So actually, I want to answer that, the why we got into this in the first place. And then I actually want to talk about the difference between enhancement and actual benefits. The reason why we started working with Maven's Connections and designing programs for companies is because people are so oversaturated right now. We are overexhausted, overextended, in pain, and we are unhealthy, and we're making unhealthy decisions for ourselves. And those decisions have a severe impact on our livelihood, on our families, the community, and of course, the workplace that we're in. And companies traditionally offer wellness benefits to offset some of those challenges, both individually and then what they have as a company or a corporation. But what they, in terms of the wellness benefits, what I mean by that is they may provide discounts on massages or screenings on blood pressure and chiropractic care and things of that nature. What we do is we go in and we work with individuals to help them change habit by habit by habit, because you can go in and record how many steps you took, record the calories that you eat, learn how to save and where to spend your money if companies are offering financial wellness programs, for example. But if something is not familiar to you and you're not used to doing something, the habit that you're trying to create for yourself is not going to stick. And so we really work with the individual mindset and help them, first of all, discover what beliefs they're operating under and that prevent them from being and how they want to be in their lives. And then once we discover what that belief is, we actually help them create a new set of beliefs, because first we make our habits and then our habits make us. So for long-lasting change, that's how we're unique and different.
Awesome. Okay. I love that. That's pretty interesting. What's your ideal client? Are you working with small individual companies with 1 to 5 employees? Are you looking for more 10 to 100 and plus?
Actually, our sweet spot is 100 employees and more. Having said that, we will work with smaller sized companies, maybe 40 employees up to 100. And we have. But the sweet spot really is 100 employees or more. And that's because there's a lot more momentum that's behind the actual movement that's being created by both Maven's Connections, the company itself, and the employees all together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what exactly do you do in a wellness structure? So if you walked in, do you just help them all exercise? Do you go around and actually recreate the structure of the desks? I mean, what exactly structurally, if someone's listening going, hey, this sounds really cool, I'd love for her to come and help us all be healthy and wellness. Trainers that come in and go, woo, woo, you know, that'd be cool. Make sure they're really,
I think,
trainers that come in like, woo, I'm just kidding. That would be fun.
Actually, we choose not to work with the physical wellness and well-being so much, because there's a lot of resources that are available for companies regarding physical wellness. What we found in our research is that when an individual is solely focused on a physical well-being component, there are other components that are missing that really need to be brought up to speed along with the wellness. So that's your financial wellness, your spiritual health and wellness, your mental capabilities, and your emotional needs, and learning and working those in concert with the physical needs. So we come in and we work again with the mindset, the emotional needs of the corporation itself as an organization, the company itself, and the individuals. And we also work with the spirituality side of things. And so when we come in, we're offering programs that are most convenient and delivering them most convenient to the company. So when we first meet with a potential client, we'll do an assessment need, and we'll and we'll just talk with them, and we'll find out what is really important to them and what their true challenges are. And then we'll come back and we'll design a program that meets those specific needs. Is it weight loss? Is it smoking cessation? Is it being more productive and more confident? There's a lot of employees who want to climb up that corporate ladder, so to speak, but they get in their own way through self-sabotage and self-fulfilling prophecies. And so the programs that we offer are digital or live. We'll go on site to a company. And we also coordinate virtual health fairs that are related to these mindset elements.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So do you bring in life coaches? Do you bring in I'm trying to get the structure of that. Do you walk in with everyone's get a life coach, or is it only the executive team that gets life coaches? Do they all learn how to meditate? I'm just trying to get the structure.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for asking the questions, Heather. It's different for every company. a company, we can go in and work with one department, one company, we can work with all of the executives, or we can roll out programs for the entire corporation. And again, it's different. Are we doing something quarterly? Are we doing something 6 months or for the year? It depends on everyone. And in terms of, we do have experts. I provide most of the programming myself, but we do work with people like Maria Whalen. One of the unique programs that we offer is Intently, which is an ad blocking software that allows people to block the software, but replace that, block the ads with affirmations and beautiful images that will enhance the habit that they are trying to break and change into a new one. So if someone wants to become wealthier and not, and stop living paycheck to paycheck and stop being burdened with debt, for example, we will come in and design a program specifically around financial wellness. Because, and let me just take a step back here. If you are not familiar with being wealthy, if being wealthy or living outside of your means is what is normal. If living outside of your means is normal to you, then you are most likely living paycheck to paycheck without any savings and that you have debt. That is a habit that has been created for yourself, that you created or that has been inherited from your family, whatever the case may be. If you do not know how to get out of that cycle, nothing is going to change, no matter if someone tells you where to invest your money and how to save it. So our job is to come in and find out what it is that's needed and then design programs around that. And those programs can be group coaching calls. It could be an 8-module-week course that they do virtually. It could be a back and forth in a Facebook page that's a private, totally confidential setting. So there's a variety of ways that we deliver our programs.
I love that. So you really actually do, you help the employees or the people working in the company to actually change their mindset on even on a financial level, which is usually something that's done outside of the company. By the way, I love my dogs walking in here.
He's so cute.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Are you over 40 or 50 or 60, frustrated with the weight you can't lose? Have you tried diet after diet after diet? This is Heather Havenwood, and did you know that one sneaky ingredient goes by 61 different names? That extra weight is not your fault. If you're struggling and you want to break free from dieting misery, visit shedmyfat.com right away and get your free report. Go to shedmyfat.com today. That's shedmyfat.com.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
That's usually done on the outside, like a personal development outside of the business. And so what I can hear you do is like you're putting all that back into the structure of a company and saying, hey, you know, why not enhance your current employees because they'll want to stay with you, longevity. That's it. I think, and this is a question I have for you as an expert in this field. Do you find that the turnover nowadays is higher? We all kind of know that, but do you have any numbers or do you have any kind of stats that one, what are the current stats, if you have any, with the current turnover? And two, does your program help lower that?
Absolutely. What we're doing, we're providing group savings of enhancement programming. So if someone wanted to go outside and work with a specialist, a coach or a mentor, you're looking at anywhere from $6,000 to $100,000 for the year. And a lot of individuals don't have that kind of discretionary income. And so we bring that expert programming from world-renowned experts into those companies at a great discounted rate. And the employer either pays for it all, or it's an accountability and responsibility thing between employee and employer. It depends. Again, each individual relationship is different that we create between Maven's Connections and the corporation. And turnover is extremely high. There's an aging population right now that is employed, and the age of the regular employee is increasing, which means healthcare costs is increasing based on their needs as we grow older. And you mentioned millennials earlier. Millennials, it's different. It's a different landscape for companies now who are hiring millennials, because millennials don't want careers. They want experiences. And so part of our consultation actually is discussing that with the company and showing them different modalities that they can bring in as an asset to the staff that they're recruiting and retaining. In terms of the statistics regarding turnover and burnout, about 30% of the American population is actually engaged inside the corporation, inside their work environment, the schedule that they have, which is very, very low. And that means that the turnover, and within 1 year's time, if they're not being actively supported by their employer, if they are increasingly going on medications, if their stress level continues to rise, then that 30%, the 70% of the population that is not engaged, mm-hmm, is turning over. And within 1 year, 18 months time, they are moving on to a different company thinking that their life will get better, but it never typically does because they're not addressing the root cause for their issues.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, that's really interesting. So, wow, that's a huge turnover. So I just want to tap into this. Millennials don't want careers. They want experiences.
Yeah.
So as a non-millennial, who do they think they are with that? Like, what? I mean, where'd they get that? I mean, who started teaching them that? That, you know, you don't need a career. You need experience. That is so weird for me. I guess I'm obviously not
I'm a Gen Xer. So where do you, have you done any research on that? I'm totally asking you, I have no clue if you've done this or not. Have you done any research on why that is, why they're so into this, we want experiences in life versus a career path?
The attention span of an individual is about 7 seconds. So everyone who dropped off after about 7 seconds, come on back. So
it's very true. If people are 7 seconds, 7 seconds. But I mean, again, I'm putting you on the spot and maybe
that's okay.
Local question. So feel free to be like, I have no idea. But I mean, because I know you're not a millennial is either. I'm not a millennial. So to me, I had this like, who do they think they are putting the burden on the companies to give them experiences? And then the question I have for you, because you probably deal with the companies who you're having these conversations with, you're saying to them, they don't want careers, they want experiences. I'm just curious, what are they, do they say to you? Do they go, well, yeah, well, so like they're going to get a career. So how do they, how are businesses today handling that information?
We're still in the process of the shift, Heather. So, and again, it depends on how good of a old boy network the company is still operating under, as to whether or not they're super receptive of hearing the information. It's a long process educating everybody. It is a long process to educate people and to warm them up.
Where's the resistance you're getting the most? Is it in the executive team? Is it in the middle management side? Or, you know, where do you find the most resistance versus the area where it's like they're open to it? Do you figure that out yet?
Yeah. So actually, I want to answer the first question that you asked about the millennials, where, you know, who do they think they are? You have to remember that the amount of technology that has surfaced in the last decade alone has allowed the millennials to have instant access to our president, right? They could literally email our president and receive a response if they so choose. And they're used to immediate responses and immediate answers. And they're used to having experiences technologically, virtually, and they want to continue that. They love learning. They love e-learning, and they want to continuously fill themselves with that process of adult learning. The resistance does come in from, Siri just got activated for my voice. The resistance, does come from, well, again, it depends on the type of company. If you are an IT company, a white collar company, there is less resistance. Manufacturing companies, when they're hiring millennials to come into their administrative C-suite kind of space, there's a lot of resistance because they don't understand. And that's what Maven's Connections really tries to do, is bridge the gap between the language of the two generations, or multiple generations at this point now.
Interesting. Thank you for, I was kind of going down a different path with that. So Maven's Connections, we are talking here in June 2017. You just had like a rebrand and relaunch and a rebirth of that. Tell us some more about that and maybe some differences between, or what's your vision now? Just kind of focus on what's the vision now with this rebirth and rebrand?
You know, I'll tell you a little personal story. I didn't think I was going to go here. About 20 years ago, when I would wake up in the day, every day to go to work, and I was a social worker back then, helping individual, I was my own population that I was helping, right? I was a single mother, and my personal life was not the best case scenario. I was overweight. I was size 16. I suffered from migraines at least twice a week that were completely debilitating. I had heartburn every day. I mean, I was the poster child for main medications regarding heartburn and migraines. And I was miserable and I was unhappy. And I went to work every single day, and I was bold and I was brave just by getting up and going and doing that. And when I would look out at my colleagues, you never know what is going on behind closed doors ever in someone's home. And you never know what's going on in someone's head. And when I would look out, knowing the pain that I was in and how unhealthy I was and my mindset, how unhealthy my mindset was, because that negative self-talk, I beat myself up so terribly. I decided to make a change for myself, and I dug deep and I did everything I possibly could and learned as many different modalities as I possibly could to elevate myself and up-level myself and become healthier. I'm a size 4 now, right? Thank you. Thank you. And when I looked out and I saw that pain and exhaustion and overwhelm in my colleagues, and this is going back 20 years, and it's only gotten worse over the years, my vision for Maven's Connections is remembering where I come from and knowing that people are still experiencing the same pain, if not worse. And I want to help them achieve peace and health and prosperity so that they can truly be productive and truly be happy. And the companies absolutely result, get the return on their investment because, again, they're not spending money on high absenteeism. They're not spending money on healthcare or sick care cost claims because the individuals are taking care of themselves through our programs. And my vision is really making an impact and changing the way that companies do business, not only with their external clients, but with their internal clients as well, which are their employees.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for sharing that personal story. I mean, that really gives a visual of from where you're at to where you're at today. You made a huge shift and you really want to help people around the country, around the world, really.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own company? Do you want to have more control of your income and your time? Then now is that moment to start and grow a successful business. As a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded. I have bit the dust. I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. But I didn't do it alone. I hired my first business coach 13 years ago. And now I help small businesses, solo practitioners, and professionals double their income and triple their time off. So let me help you too. My gift to you today is a free one-on-one strategy session. So go to coachwithheather.com, coachwithheather.com, and let me help you double your income and triple your time off.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of health care. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Can people do, and I just want to wrap it up real quick, but companies really take on your wellness programs internationally? Do they have to be near you, which you're in South Florida?
No, the majority of our work is done virtually, and we have clients and we work with people all over the world now through webinars and things of that nature. So we make it as convenient as possible for them.
Wow. And thank you for sharing this story. That was pretty touching. I had no idea. And it makes you really realize the power of thought and the power of making decisions and up-leveling. I was giving the thumbs up because her and I were talking in the green room about up-leveling. And so I really resonate with that right now personally, because it is about up-leveling, you know, challenging ourselves, but also changing ourselves and being willing to say, I'm a different person I was yesterday. Who can I be today? So I think it's really powerful that you are taking that conversation inside the workplace. So I think that is definitely, it's definitely needed. That's for sure. It's definitely needed. I had an interaction the other day with a large bank, very large bank, you know, big bank. And the person was so off-putting and gave me no choices. Like I was trying to figure something out. Like, where are my choices here? And it was just like, there was like these wall. She wasn't giving me, I just stepped away and I just sat down in the lobby and I was like, I'm pretty sure there's a solution here, but like I didn't get anywhere. And all of a sudden this gentleman popped up who works there and he goes, can I help you? And I said, I don't know. Like, here's my situation. And she's telling me all these no. He's like, oh, here's a pathway. I'm like, great. You know, and it was just stifling. I mean, I didn't leave. I wasn't angry. I just kind of sat down in the lobby, just kind of standing there. And I realized that a lot of that has to do with not me, but that person. It's all about no. And their particular view on what's happening in their life. You know, they're putting all these no's in front of me because that's how they see their world. You know what I mean?
Who knows? That's right.
The world, I have no idea. So, but it felt like she's probably projecting a lot of that. No. Next person, please. No. And she's getting a paycheck for that. So I think there's a time now of less how can you do the job and more of how can you effectively have an experience for yourself as an employee, but also have an experience for the customer and your coworkers.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Heather. You know, most companies now, they do offer wellness programs, but the wellness programs fail or flatline, if you will, maybe 6 months or 12 months into it because there's no strong follow-up and follow-through. And that's a unique real specialty of Maven's Connections is we handhold people through the process. We want this to be successful, and we want people to be successful and healthy. And if something is not supported properly, the way that we've, and that's the other piece, the revamping that we've done, we've now set up a way to actually get people into these programs. That's another reason why they fail, is because they offer them, but they can't get the employees to actually attend and participate. And that's a specialty of ours. And people are so oversaturated, I mentioned earlier, that they have a hard time managing all of the balls that they have in the air. And when we come on board, we handhold them. We spoon feed them the information. We know what we're doing to make it a success for them, the company, as well as the world in terms of their communities.
I love it. Congratulations.
Thanks. Thank you.
Brand. I just love it. So I just want to make sure everyone knows your website. I want you to say it for them so they know where to find you.
Thank you. It's mavensconnections.com. So www.mavensconnections.com.
And you can find Pamela as well on Twitter at Pam G. Horton. You can find her on Facebook at Calling the Real You, which is an amazing podcast, which I have been on, which thank you so much. Go check her out. Really, this is an amazing, Pamela, you're an amazing woman. You're an amazing person. I feel like I'm talking third party. She's amazing. You really are an amazing person. I just love your energy. You have just an angel-like energy and a connective energy. And I just love that about you. And thank you so much for being my friend and also my guest here today on The Win.
Heather, the pleasure is mine. Thank you for those kind words. I mirror them back to you, my friend. Thank you.
Welcome, everyone. This is Heather Havenwood. Check me out at heatherhavenwood.com. All right, we are ending the broadcast. Talk soon.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Are you over 40 or 50 or 60, frustrated with the weight you can't lose? Have you tried diet after diet after diet? This is Heather Havenwood, and did you know that one sneaky ingredient goes by 61 different names? That extra weight is not your fault. If you're struggling and you want to break free from dieting misery, visit shedmyfat.com right away and get your free report. Go to shedmyfat.com today. That's shedmyfat.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618.
888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Heather Highlights. Here at The Win, I get to ask the experts about themselves, their stories, their views. And in this Heather Highlight, I am interviewed and probed about my story, successes and failures. So enjoy.
So I want to talk about that. We just chatted about this in another episode. And in fact, my partner and I, David, did a special episode on this because we just recently had a business failure. We have read, we have told ourselves, we have educated ourselves on this topic of failure and learning from failure. Nonetheless, at least for me personally, my upbringing, my indoctrination, my education has told me something else, right? And so it's always a conflict. Yes, I fail and I learn from it and I move on, but it's still a gut-wrenching emotional thing. And so I'm just curious as to how you handled it then and what your thinking was. Did it make you at any point in time think, you know what, this is it for me for entrepreneurship. I'm going back to the corporate world. Just take us there a little bit more.
Yeah, so here's what I would say about that. I think there's a lot of failure we have when we're kids, and it's not a public failure. You know what I mean? It's like we skin our knees, we, right, you know, get hit, the girl doesn't kiss us or something like that, whatever. But the publicness of a bankruptcy and losing your home and a total wipeout, and it was public, you know what I mean? Like, you can't cover that up.
Right.
And I think as a society, we're good, you know, we're good at like, oh, yeah, I'm going through a massive like divorce, but it's all good. You know, and you can't do that here. It brought me to my knees, and it really, talking about indoctrination, it really messed up my belief system in so many ways, because the thing I had going on was I'm smart. I'm intelligent. And that thing called bankruptcy, that will never happen to me. It was an ego. And so the thing, of course, universe, kind of, God, universe, spiritual, whatever you want to call it, you know, brings you to your biggest failure and brings you to your knees when you need it the most. And that was my thing, is like, no, you're not as, you need to stop the ego. You know, it humbled me on multiple levels. It humbled me as a person, humbled me as a person, as a woman. And it really humbled me truly as an entrepreneur. I think I'm smarter now because of it. So here's what happened. I mean, I had to go through the process, bankruptcy, foreclosure, hold on yards, put everything I had in storage, pretty much just one tiny storage bin. I had me, my dog, and my cell phone in a car. That was all I had for 3 years. And I lived in people's couches. This is a person I was making $25,000 a month from that to that pretty fast. And it really humbled me. And I didn't have a backup plan or a dad to say, you know, my dad, by the way, didn't say, come on in, like, it's all good. I got like a basement for you, just hanging out. No. No. He was like, see ya. You did this to yourself. And it was, I didn't have a husband or a rich uncle or anything that. It was like I had to literally deal with the failure. And what was my part? What did I create? How did that work? All these different pieces. And I did. I definitely had this, screw it. Let's just go back to waitressing. You know, let's go back to, if there was Uber, I would have done it in a heartbeat. Cab driver, that looks good. You know, with this whole thing called entrepreneurship, forget, I'm done. I definitely went through that. I mean, I did. I was done. And I lived in Marco Island for about a year, which is the south of Florida, middle of nowhere. It's about 2 miles by 4 miles. It's literally an island. Average age is 80. You get the world of it, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Yeah, you've been there. It's gorgeous, but like the average age is 80. And when you're 32 broke, like it's not fun. But I learned something. There was a moment that I let go. And for a type A personality like me, that was hard to just let go and just be and just be. And that was really challenging for me. And one day I kind of woke up and said, I get it. Serial entrepreneurship is not about the money you make. It's about what you build. And when I'm 80 and I'm back on this island, Marco Island, I want to look back and go, I built something. And I employed people. I built something, because I noticed that there were two kinds of people on the island. Cause I got to hang out with them because you have coffee all day. That's what they're going to do. Right? And there's two kinds of retirees. They're the grouchy ones. You know, those, the grouchy, like, you know, I don't like what you're wearing. I mean, just like grouching for no reason, grouchy. And they were sick all the time. Like they were sick really fast after retirement. They were the ones who worked for the government for 25 years or 30 years or whatever, a big company. And they said, one day you're done. Here's your stapler and have a good day. They were the grouchy ones. And they were the ones who got sick fast. The ones that were the entrepreneurs, they could be 80 and they could be on oxygen and they're still like, come on, let's go play golf. I could barely walk or something, you know. They were the go-getters. They were like happy because they built something, whatever the heck it was. They invented something. They created something. They passed on to something, whatever it was. They had something they felt proud of. And I got that entrepreneurship is about that. It's not about just one day working for a company for 25 years and one day, hopefully you'll like get to end on the island. Cause at the end of the day, both of those people end up on the island and they both were 80, right? How did they live their life? Where did they touch people? And so that was the day. That was it. I woke up and said, you know what? I'm ready to get back in the fight. I'm ready to get back on that train called entrepreneurship. And so my first decision, and I learned this from a coach, was you're not a tree you can move. So I got in my car and I said, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going back to Texas. I'm going to Austin, because I knew that the first decision was surround myself with an energy and people that were up to something. I knew that Austin was a highly entrepreneurial city. And that's all I knew to do. And that's where I started.
And so that period of time when you were recovering, how long of a period of time was that?
About 3 years.
Wow. Okay. 3 years. And so you just took, hourly jobs to pay the bills in that time frame. Is that what you did?
Kinds of weird stuff. I tried to waitress or hostess. I got fired a few times. I tried to do certain stuff. Yeah. And you got to remember the time frames. 2007, 2009, the country was going through a massive recession.
Right.
So waitress job, you couldn't get a Starbucks job. They literally were like, oh yeah, there's a line of like 100 people that want this job. I mean, it was really challenging. I tried to do some online stuff, virtual stuff. Not much. I mean, I lived on a friend's couch. He really, took care of things for a while until I got back on my feet, to be honest. So you find out who your friends are when something goes on like that.
Oh yeah. So is what got you through it and drove you was this revelation that you wanted to build something. Is that, I'm assuming, what finally clicked for you that said, I need to get my butt up off this couch and go do the next thing? Is that what it was?
The conversation I had with two men at Starbucks. I keep saying that because in Marco Island, they didn't allow any kind of commercialization. Three Walgreens and one Starbucks. That was it. And Starbucks was always full. And it wasn't like a New York City where you go into Starbucks and everyone's just staring at their computers and they're in and out.
Right.
This is Marco Island and no one's on their computers because they're 80. They're there all day because what else are they going to do? So they're there all day. And so when you walk in, it's more like, hi, what's your name? Come sit down with us, stranger. Have a conversation. It was so cute. And so I learned and I really got that. There was a gentleman who really changed my life. His name is David. He owned a big business. He gave it to his family, a big business in Chicago. And he kind of mentored me like, you know what? It's not about the failure. Let me explain to you how many times I failed. And he just really kind of mentored me to who you are as an entrepreneur. You're going to succeed again. You're just not sure when. It's okay. It's okay to take this time off. It's okay that you failed. It's okay that the first one didn't go great. That person probably gave you a gift because you don't want to, you don't want to have a business partner. You probably want to work by yourself. And he just really was this inspiration. And I think he was the one who just said, we all end up at the same island. How are you going to live your life? And it was like, I get it. I get it. This is really not about, it's about the journey of an entrepreneurship world. And when you know it's a journey, when you get something slapped in your face, you're like, okay, it's part of the journey versus, oh, poor me. It's like, it's part of the journey now. And I remember Alex Mendoza said to me one day, I think it was like a few months after the bankruptcy, I'm still just distraught. And he said, one day you're going to write a book about this and tell people. And I was like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
And that was a Heather highlight for the entire interview. Check out the link in the show notes.
Thank you for listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Interested in coaching with Heather? Go to heatherhavenwood.com and sign up for a business discovery consultation. Here is your free gift for listening. Get 3 audio chapters of Heather's book, Sexy Boss, How Women Empowerment is Changing the Rulebook, when you text the word SEXY to 72000. Again, text the word SEXY, that is SEXY, to 72000, and receive your 3 audiobook chapters. Number is good only in North America. This is a Sexy Boss Wrap. This podcast is a copyright of Havenwood Worldwide, LLC.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.